little mama. You know, you thick as hell, know what I'm saying? Got them big ass hips, god damn.
Got the body of a goddess. Got eyes but a pink and brown. I see you, girl. Coming down from the city.
I should have known that you were a drug dealer, considering that you're way realer than all these assholes. You're just too real to be here besides selling drugs.
No, I love the
You've got
music.
No prayer
I love
beads.
I love the people
You've
here.
Got no fucking ayahuasca shawl. You're just like hanging out and dancing like a dope guy.
Yeah, I already got knocked one time.
What's knocked? Is that jail?
Yeah.
How's jail?
It's tight. It's cool. It's like
like summer camp.
Yeah.
What does the word?
It sounds weird, but like I kind of always wanted to go to jail just to see what it's all about.
And what was it all about?
It just wasn't like, you know, what I expected it to be.
You wanted worse. Nobody tried to suck your dick or make you suck their dick?
Fuck no.
I don't know.
No, when I go in there, I do the raping. But not because I'm gay, just to let them know who's boss. You know what I mean? You belong to me, nigga. You listen to what
That's
I
not
now.
Gay at all. I understand that logic.
Yeah?
Did you do that?
No.
All right.
It's a joke.
That seemed like a joke for sure. I bet you're a really nice romantic lovemaker.
I am. But like, not the oopy, well, but kind of like the pull you by the back of your hair, put one hand on your throat, and then fucking grab you between your thigh and tell you that pussy's mine and just fuck the shit out of you. Fuck that ooh baby baby shit. Like, it's just for the birds.
Smokey Robinson's not for you,
like,
huh?
Do you want someone to be like, ooh baby, I want to make love to you? Do you want someone to grab the back of your hair and just say fuck the shit
I
out of you?
I wouldn't mind a Boys to Men song said to me in words before I make love. That wouldn't be so bad. Yeah. Every time you're rough?
No, not every time. You know, sometimes a little more mollied out. I feel a little more like intimate romantic type.
So tell me about the intimate romantic type. What does that even look like?
That's when I don't put the ball gag on her.
These are not jokes, sir. It's too real, sir. What's your preferred type of lady?
A girl that likes to go out, you know, maybe dance. I like brunettes with light eyes. Nice ass and legs, most important. And collarbones.
Collarbones?
Oh, and her pussy gotta be like horn pussy.
Horn pussy.
You know, like that little, like, just tight, like, neatly. Not like flaps everywhere, you know what I mean?
No Zabar's deli
no,
counter
no
for you.
No beef curtains. No beef curtains.
Got it.
She gotta have pretty feet. I don't care how high you are. If you got ugly toes, I cannot fuck with you. You could be the most dimed out bitch in the world. And you probably shouldn't. You got some bent ass scraggly toes. I'm like, peace. I'm out the door. And see you later, girl.
I think that you
like,
are
I just
a man.
I can't imagine some like nasty ass feet like wrapped around my back when I'm like going.
You can't even see them.
I don't. I just know they're there. They look hard. Like, I just know they're there. That's how you could just like unsee. Like once you see that shit, you can't unsee. You just can't unsee certain shit.
Do you still sleep with your baby mama?
No. No.
Because that pussy's ruined now?
No, just like, why? Like, no.
How did you meet his mom?
How did I meet? I met her through some homies, and, you know, we hung out a couple times, and I thought she was beautiful as fuck. And,
You fell in love with the stripper?
Yeah. She was like, really sexy, and she had like a G kind of flow to her, you know?
Everything.
As soon as she met me, I was like, yo, you done stripping, you ain't doing this shit no more, like, it's a wrap.
That's
it's a wrap for that, like, do you wanna be with me, you ain't doing that no more. So I guess to say we like, kind of were in love. Like, I was a teenage shit, you know?
Explain the logic to me again.
All right. Homegirl was feeling me, I was feeling her. I stopped feeling her, and I wanna be done.
And then she got pregnant.
And then the bitch went and got pregnant.
You, first of all, again, the bitch can't go and get pregnant. You stuck your dick in her and
ain't
got,
no
and got
conception.
Her. And got her pregnant. So she trapped you.
Yeah.
Were you mad? Were you like, this is fucked up? This is not an appropriate way to handle yourself?
No. First I was like, oh, baby, I'll be with you. Just go have this abortion. And we went to the doctor, the clinic, whatever. And she came out of the office saying, the doctor said it's too late for me to do an abortion. I'm just like, duh, okay.
She's smarter than you.
Yeah, apparently.
No, definitely. Yeah. Are you ever going to tell your kid what his mommy did for him when you met her? Nah.
I'm not going to bring it up to him, like, to, like, point.
Does she look like a stripper? Or does she look like a mom now?
She looks like a mom now.
Like a stripper mom? Does she wear, like, BB tank tops when she's pushing him in the stroller?
Nah.
Like, bedazzled fucking phone things, you know, like stripper shit, extensions and stuff, but with a baby?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
She's, like, an Ohio chick, so she's, like, you know, more like hood, more like normal. They're just some gangster-ass bitches.
They're gangster-ass bitches.
Gangster-ass
really?
Fuck.
All right.
The day that I actually, like, kind of fell in love with her was when this girl, like, threw a drink in my face for some dumb reason. And me and her just started dating at this time. And then she sees the drink and throw in my face. She looks at me, she tilts her head, like, asking what's up. And I just give her a nod. And she just grabs this bitch by the hair, pulled her down by the back of her head, and just started going down on her, like, drilling her to the floor in the bar, like, within a heartbeat.
And you thought to yourself, I know, that's the woman that
yes.
I should have a child with.
No, like, that's the bitch I want to spend my summer with.
Right, that's the kind of bitch I want to fucking fuck in the ass, take it out, spit in her face, put back in her ass, and come in her hair. And maybe invite her friend, you know, Tiffany with three eyes to come over too.
Her name is Tiffany.
Does she have hearts over the eye?
No.
Oh, thank God. It ended up like a love story.
Yeah, but kind of like not. There was some times we were at war. But
I can't imagine that a girl that would instantaneously beat the shit out of some girl would have some issues with you at some point. That's surprising. I'm shocked.
You got jokes, kid.
Or don't you think?
You got jokes, kid.
I love the penis. The penis is so not discerning. It picks the absolute worst women always. Yeah. That girl looks nice and like a mom. Fuck that girl. I want that stripper bitch. I want that Wolfito cunt.
The bitch that is an old keeper nigga baby trick.
That's so hardcore. I've never even heard of that.
The old keeper. The old dirty bastard said it on his fucking first CD. The old keeper nigga baby. That's, you know, when you get the man to put a seed in you and then you're like, I'm gonna have this baby. If you leave me, I'll have this child. If you stay with me, I'll have the abortion. But stay with me.
So why didn't you just let her have the abortion?
Cause I'd have to be back with her. I didn't want to be with her no more.
But what's the point? If your man doesn't want you, what, it's the worst logic.
Try to figure a bitch out.
No, I honestly, I cannot understand how you would ever want to have a child with someone who doesn't want you. It makes no sense.
No, this has happened time and time again.
To who? To retard.
To every nigga that got a baby. That put some good dick in a woman and made her go, woo! You lay the dick down right, she go on and do the old keeper nigga baby on. It's like, that dick is too good. I'm not letting that shit go. Well, have your child if you leave me.
That is some straight crazy talk.
All right, go talk to some motherfuckers in the hood that dated some ratchet ass bitches like I did that I had a baby with. I love her though. She's ratchet, but
I love her though. She's the mother of my son.
She's a good mom. She's a good mom to my kid. She really is. I give it
up. What happens if somebody picks on their kid or bullies their kid? Is she gonna beat them up?
Yeah. She will fuck you up. She'll fucking bite your nose off and spit it down your fucking throat.
How's she at PTA meetings? Like, does she bring
cupcakes?
She
works at a daycare.
She works at a daycare.
Yeah.
Is there any screening at all for these daycares at all? You're paying like 25 G's so some fucking ex-stripper who beats bitches up can take care of your little kid? Is it like a Montessori daycare or like a Christian one perhaps? Is it? Please tell me God's associated with it. Oh man, I love the world. If you could give men advice, what would it be?
Run, nigga!
If you could give yourself advice 5 years ago, what would you say?
Run, nigga! Don't look back! Don't put your penis in that woman! Stop!
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
No.
I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true.
Greetings, listeners. As always, you can follow me on my Twitter, at @GenuinelyFalse. I do live Periscope interviews from there as well. I now have the devil itself Snapchat. You won't find any selfies with dog faces on it, but I am doing live interviews from there. You can see all of my work on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. I have Instagram as well, Dr. Z Nightingale. And if you feel like you want to contribute to the costs of running this show, which are getting more and more expensive, please feel free to contribute to my Patreon campaign for as little as $1 a month. You can make sure that I continue to embarrass my mother for the rest of her life. Have a beautiful day, everyone, and enjoy your summer.
Yo, so I glanced at the girl glanced at me. I whispered in the air, you wanna be with me? You wanna look pretty, though, in my video. Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know. Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I put you down. In the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just dirt dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radio's played.